Big hour also because we start off by talking about one of my favorite topics right now, Jacksonville Jaguar football. We are joined by a safety for the Jags. He is a Pro Bowler. Four tackles in Sunday's dominant win over the Patriots. Last season, 64 tackles, four interceptions. He had a fumble recovery. He was undrafted out of Wyoming back in 2012. Jacksonville is out quickly. They're 2-0. They're at home against Tennessee where they've got some unfinished business. That's coming up this weekend. It is a CBS game. Deshaun Gibson is my guest. Deshaun, nice to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing good. I definitely appreciate the nice, smooth introduction. It's always fun having me on the show.
It's great to have you on the show, man. You earned that introduction, so I was happy to do it. Listen, I know you're focused on the Titans on Sunday, especially after what happened last year, but let me get you to go back, if you don't mind, to last Sunday and that beating that you and the rest of the team put on the Pats. You know, the old saying is there's no such thing as a statement game in September, but do you feel like you made a statement as a team, not only by beating New England, but by beating them the way you did?
Absolutely. When you look at it, I think that this was a game that a lot of people wanted us to see how this new Jaguars team would look. And a lot of people, it's easy to do have success one year, but can you do it again? And I think that this was an early test for us, and we knew that a lot of eyes would be on this game, and the stake would be high, considering how the game ended last year, a lot of questionable calls. So, you know, the city was excited. Everybody was behind us, and we knew how important this game was. Obviously, you don't win games in September, but at the end of the day, it was definitely huge, and it's locker room and huge for the city.
You know, you mentioned the city. I want to get to that in a minute, but when I look at that team, you guys went without Leonard Fournette, but it still seemed like you fully expected to win that game. In your first season with Jacksonville, the team was 3-13. Now you've gone to an AFC championship game. You smashed the Patriots on Sunday. How far has this team come since you first joined them?
Absolutely. When I saying night and day would truly be an understatement. I mean, you come here with the culture being the way it was. Losing just was something that was just what happened around here. And you look at it now, I think that we go in every single game expecting a win. We go in every single game knowing and feeling like we should win. So I think for the most part, it's just night and day, because coming back from when I first came here, obviously, had a young ascending team with a lot of young guys in key positions, but we just wasn't there yet. So right now, we just feel like we're on the cusp to do something special for the city and change our lives.
Deshaun Gibson, my guest. So did you know, I mean, you're a huge part of the turnaround, but when you first got to Jacksonville, I mean, obviously you were hoping for something better and you saw potential, but did you see something special, something like this happening?
You know, I would be lying, Mr. Roman, if I said that I would think that my second year here in Jacksonville, we would be playing the AFC Championship game, let alone 4 minutes away from the Super Bowl. Absolutely not. You look at the team and you say, okay, obviously, you know, putting myself and saying I wanted to take care of my family when I signed here. Jacksonville gave me that opportunity. Obviously, life-changing. But, you know, you knew we had long ways to go. So to see the year, the turnaround in year two, I mean, it's phenomenal. You definitely have to tip your head off to Coach Marone and Mr. Coughlin for the guys that they brought in here. But not just that, but the mindset that they instilled in this building. You can just sense the difference, man, from day one to now. It's incredibly different, and it's exciting to be a part of something like this, for sure. I was on both ends of it. I was on a team that was 3-13 that felt every game like, hey, every guy said, hey, I want to make sure I get my stats, because more than likely this game is out of our hands when you're playing these teams like Broncos that year and Vikings and the good teams. And now being one of the teams that's looked at among the better in the National Football League, it's an awesome feeling.
Jacksonville's Deshaun Gibson is my guest. Now, you were responsible for Rob Gronkowski on Sunday. You completely shut this guy down. This is not a challenge that a lot of guys around that league would want, but I know you love it. I can't stress it enough. Guys cannot deal with him, and you shut him down. After the game, you said, quote, I've been doing this since last year, and it's a matchup I was excited about. Gronk wasn't excited about it as I was, because I am just Deshaun Gibson. Lay that out for me. How did you go about approaching Gronk, and what does he have to deal with when he's dealing with Deshaun Gibson?
You know, I think the biggest thing that you can kind of, me, myself, I looked at myself from an individual standpoint. Obviously, it's a team sport, but, you know, I'm the Buster Douglas. This is the Mike Tyson, right? You have the Gronkowski. He's big. He's physical. He can do everything. He can block. He can catch. One of the most fear-dominant guys in the league, man. You got to tip your head off to that guy. But me, I'm that guy. Come from humble beginnings. I understand my talent and things that the coaches allow and trust me to do. So it was an exciting matchup for me, because, you know, all week you hear how much Jalen Ramsey is going to guard him. And, you know, as I sit, and it was a later game, and I remember specifically throughout that morning how everybody kept being excited about this matchup. And, you know, I was excited to go out there and show the world. I knew it was going to be on a national televised game. So it was just an opportunity to just show what I've been doing. And, you know, I'm not a guy that talk a lot. I'm not a guy that boasts and things like that. I just know when the tape turn on, I want to make sure that it looked right. And I was excited about it, and I knew I was confident what I can go out there and do. And to hold him to zero catches on my end, if I told you that I believe that it would have been that type of game, absolutely not, because, like I said, man, he's probably one of the best tight ends in the National Football League to ever play this game. So it just was a true, a great game plan, and, you know, I appreciate the coach for trusting me to put me in that situation.
We're talking to Tashaun Gibson. You know, your teammate Calais Campbell said afterwards, quote, different guys show up each and every week. It's fun to be a part of a defense because we have so many different guys that can play this game. I can't wait to watch the Patriots tape and see what Gip was doing, end quote. I mean, that is such high praise from a guy like Calais Campbell. But what's it like playing in that defense, and do you guys feed off of each other week to week?
Absolutely. You look at a defense like this where I think somebody asked me this question Sunday, and it was a situation where you say you have playmakers, game changers on every single level. Our defensive line obviously has so much attention, rightfully so. We have four Pro Bowlers on the defensive line. I mean, that's unheard of. Our linebackers, I mean, fastest linebackers in the National Football League combined. I mean, Miles Jack and Telvin, sideline to sideline. And obviously our secondary gained some attention last year, man. We got those two lockdown corners, but the best cornerback in the National Football League in Jalen. And it's just always a tough matchup for a lot of teams because we have so many guys that can change games. You got a guy like Dante Fowler coming off the bench and one of the biggest plays, if not the biggest play of the game, with the strip sack on Tom Brady and getting it back. So it's always fun. It's fun. I think the practice vibes, we're just having fun out there right now. And it shows when we go out there on Sunday. We expect dominance, and we want to go out there and do it. And we've been showing it through the first 2 weeks. We want to get some potent offenses. And Tom Brady, if you go back to week one against Eli with Odell and Saquon, what we're able to do, man, is nothing short of, you know, obviously we feel like we can continue to get better. So it's exciting to be in this defense, to say the least.
Dude, I got to ask you something. I mean, your energy is unbelievable, man. It is infectious. You sound amazing. Is this the way you've always approached it, always been, or is it in large part because of what you're a part of right now and what you have around you and this amazing opportunity in front of you?
Absolutely. I think that coming in this league with nothing given, and I think that it's just awesome to be able to, you know, be able to talk to you, man. I remember watching your show back when I was a kid and, you know, certain things like that, but it's just my personality, and it always helps to be winning. I mean, winning is just a contagious feeling, man. It brings happiness. Obviously, I was on the opposite end of it, and I've seen just a lot of misery and, you know, losing. I've been a part of the 3-13 seasons and the 4-12s. So when you're winning, understanding in this game that winning is so hard to do in this league. When you're winning, man, it's fun. When you're having guys that you genuinely love and care about and want to succeed and being a part of that, I mean, it's fun, man. I can't do nothing but smile, man. I'm blessed, man. Glory be to God.
Tashaun Gibson, my guest. That's great. I love that. Let me ask you this, though. You know, your coach, Doug Marrone, was saying that you should have been in the Pro Bowl, and that's not something he throws around lightly. When he says something like that, and it comes from a guy like that, you know how much he means it and how he's got your back. In the offseason, you were talking about how much when you saw the Pro Bowl rosters announced, how happy you were for your teammates who made it, and you were really gracious. But at the same time, I'm curious, when you saw that you were not on that list, what did you make of that? I mean, was it a source of anger? Was it frustration? Are you using it motivation? What are you doing with that snub?
Absolutely. I think that I'll never forget Coach Marrone called me. And, you know, I remember when I made the Pro Bowl, the coach calls you and he tell you, like, hey, congratulations, you made the Pro Bowl. Sometime your agent might tell you ahead of time. So I remember getting that call and Coach Marrone is telling me, I'm thinking like, oh, man, I'm going back to the Pro Bowl. And he called to tell me that I was the fifth alternate. And, you know, I had to kind of take a sit back and say that means that there was eight safeties, let alone an AFC who was better than me last year. I was voted the fifth alternate. I don't know who the four guys was in front of me, plus the three that was voted, but it was definitely one of the things where I couldn't even be mad. I was so, you know, in shock almost. And absolutely, it definitely leads me to truly just continue to go out there and compete and say, I never want to have that feeling again, because I truly don't feel like there's, let alone, eight safeties in the AFC or the NFL better than me. So, you know, that was tough, man. Obviously, I use that as motivation. And like I said, this year, I just can't make it close. Obviously, it's a team goal. That's first and foremost, man. If we win it, I'm happy. But when the wins come, those things are going to continue to happen, man. If I can continue to do what I do, coaches obviously putting me in situations to make plays and do things. I don't see that happening this year, man. So, but if not, as long as we win it and we get to what we did last year, I'll be just excited.
Tashawn Gibson, my guest, for a few more moments. All right, so you've got the Titans on Sunday. They got you guys twice last year. When you look back on those games, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Oh, man, when you look at those games, those are some of the games, one of the more physical games that we typically are a part of. You feel like you played in the NFL football game every time you play the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, that's how they built their brand of football. It's a physical brand of football. You can kind of tell, even with a new coach, leadership, they're still on that same brand of football. So, you know, it's definitely one of those things where we're excited and we're pumped up for this matchup. At the same time, we know we got to bring our hard heads because those are the type of games, straight downhill physical football. And, you know, you just got to go out there on your game check that day.
Undrafted out of Wyoming back in 2012, a Pro Bowler with Jacksonville. Jacksonville is 2-0. They've got a big one at home against Tennessee on Sunday on CBS. It's a 1 p.m. Eastern start. Tashawn Gibson, Sr., my guest. My man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, how much I look forward to that conversation. Your energy is unbelievable. It is so good to have you on the show. You're making the show better. You're making me want to be better, Tashawn.
I truly appreciate it coming from you, Mr. Rome. I do. Thank you.
You have a great day, man. I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, too. Tashawn Gibson. Guy's got such infectious energy. I love it. All right. Jacksonville, this is why. Duval!